The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 30th of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded humidor, same great customer service, really super people. Tobacco and Brew.
Well, good morning. And usually Trish comes in on Thursday morning.
This is usually Trish's morning.
Yeah, that's right. But we're moving things around a little bit. And so we'll miss you, Trish. She'll be in next week. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning. How are you?
It's cold.
It is fairly cool.
It was cooling this morning.
Well, our weather forecast is widespread haze, sunny with a high near 85, light and variable wind becoming south. 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight will be widespread haze as well. And again, as we look across to Labor Day, our forecast calls for haze. So maybe you can look up air quality for us, Carl. Bob. It was very interesting yesterday. Carl spoke at the Rotary. It was East Rotary. And he did such a wonderful job. It met an interesting woman who has been studying the particulates in the air, and she said herself that, and we'll have her on the air because she's, like I said, she's a doctor. I'm not exactly sure, but she's been studying this. And the particulates that we're breathing that we're not really, that can be very,
really nano
really,
ones.
Yeah,
the
nano.
2.5
ones that go into your lungs.
Into your bloodstream.
Into your lungs and your bloodstream. Or, you know, yeah, we need to have her on because it was really quite interesting.
Yeah, so anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
So the air quality?
Looking at the index, thanks to the Shasta County Air Quality Management District. Downtown Reading, 55. That is in the yellow zone. West Reading, 66. Just moving into the orange. If you want to go into the green zone, go out to Palisadro, where the reading is a 29. So these are indicators
these are
of the PM 2.5.
Better.
Oh, yes. Quite a bit lower than we had been putting up with. So.
Well, also, too, but these things change dramatically during the day. Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Turtle Bay indicator just went up a few points. So, yeah.
Okay, quickly, the car fire is 96% contained, but the Hearst fire, which is did not grow, it's still 33,000 acres. It's only 10 miles southeast of Dunsmuir, and 35% contained.
And anybody who's driven the 5 up that way, up the canyon, knows that topography is very, very tough.
Real quickly, plane wreck at Benton Airfield yesterday. Resulted in a fatality of the pilot and his pet dog. Witnesses said they heard the sound of the engine was making strange sounds, popping sounds, and then he went off. In fact, once somebody that saw it happening said he was hoping that there wasn't any injuries because when it was when it was taken off, it was slower and it went off the side there. But obviously, when it hit the trees, there was a death.
Yeah.
Wow.
Result, and they shut down Placer
and
for a while.
And we see, up there at the doggy park, this is where people park their small aircraft, and I was, I think oftentimes think about there's several doctors and attorneys and people have to, they'll do a Eureka stop, they fly. They have like patients in Eureka or patients in Sacramento, and they do like a day run, and be gone Tuesday through Thursday, and so you'll see a lot of aircraft up there. Also, there was a gentleman that made me think about this because there was a gentleman who had what are they called I want to call him Ultra Guide or
Ultralight.
Ultralight.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a little dog, and the dog survived. He used to come up to the doggy park a lot. It had a severe crash.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, leaving from Benton Park. And he was in the hospital for, I don't know.
I remember
almost
that.
Remember that gentleman? Yeah. So my mind went right to, gosh, I wonder if he was driving, flying this Cessna.
It did not make it over Placer, though. Is that correct?
I did not see the particulars. I saw no damage on the hillside. I just saw all the yellow tape around. Now, this is going to fire off all the things that, Benton has outlived its usefulness. It's in the wrong place. We need to shut it down, which I do not agree with.
No.
For the following reasons. We need an airport for the medical services on this side of the river, and that's the CHP's launch point. And moving all that stuff out to Reading Meeting would just add to the crowding.
It's even more. You have your a lot of times your fire aircraft are parked there. Okay, you know what? I want you to tell that story quickly from this morning. And this is something, my friends, for the this concerns the fire, and this is from people that have been on the fire lines.
So there is a morning ritual I have sometimes, maybe two or three times a week, where I drive through one of our local coffee places and love to talk with the lady there who, knows my drink and you want a hot or cold. Anyway, so she was talking about, I don't know how we brought up the fires. And she said that, because her son is a Cal Fire guy and he's going through the final part of the academy. And a lot of the people here, people and men that were fighting in the fires, she became like their, mascot, would love to go through there with her. And plus, she's beautiful and nice on top of it. So, anyway, she was telling me this morning that this one guy that was here to fight the fires said to her, I have been doing this for a long time, but we have never seen anything like this.
We went to the Ione Academy, probably attended a class with my wife, and the thing, who's done with all that now.
The thing that he was talking about was this fire was violent.
He said, this fire changed my life.
Yeah.
That's the words he said. And then he said after that, so we came up with the word that we thought it was violent, but he did say after that, if I'm listening to what she said correctly, no money in the world was worth what we felt, what we saw.
They also saw from some of the photos they had that he said, I am not a spiritual guy, but he says we looked at, it looked like the face of a demon, the fire from above. And that it wasn't their regular fire. It was violent. It moved. It was like it wanted to consume and kill. And this is from guys that have been out there from fighting fires for a long time. Mm-hmm. This was when you hear things like this, and she said he was almost moved to tears when he was talking about this. And he was
my
just
life.
One of the ones that are coming through there. It changed my life fighting that fire.
Yeah, changed my life.
Jeez.
So we have to remember that, we're all trying to move on and be uplifting and trying to be part of that the call for goodness in our community. But we, when people say, people are still not moving forward, well, people are still traumatized. And just remember that. Give grace.
Yeah,
give grace right now.
We saw people that just found their wedding ring. It was like the third generation. This family lost three homes. A three-generation family living here lost, every one of them lost their home. And then they went back, and the husband went back and sifted through like cupfuls of stuff, and found the wedding ring with the diamonds from. It's been passed from father to son or mother to daughter for decades or generations. So
we have an interesting show this morning.
We do, and we have I know Jim's on the line, and I have him ready to go at 7:15. The last thought is before we take a break, and is you wonder about UPS. Does UPS deliver all the time? Do you think it does? Well, you'd like to think it does. Mm-hmm. A woman in Asheville, North Carolina, though, she was expecting this package, and it wasn't there. She was kind of like tapping her foot and going, geez, what happened? So she goes out to the mailbox, and in it was the UPS, we didn't deliver certificate. And under the reason why, bear in driveway. Now, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a UPS driver, there's a bear in the driveway. No. I've got two choices. I can honk my horn at him, or I could get out and try to walk past him.
I know.
But I just don't see myself doing that. Or I could just toss the package to the bear. all of those. Anyway, so the lady thought that was hilarious, and she put it on, it went viral on Facebook. But Asheville, North Carolina, for people who don't know it, it's up in the Smoky Mountains, and it's, you know, you got the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and it's right on the edge of that. And there are tons of bears in the Smoky Mountains National Park. Tons of bears. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break.
That's funny.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. Sleep Number's having the biggest sale.
Right now?
Right now. Oh, good. Yeah, right now. And they're doing it on their Sleep Number 360
weekend.
Smart beds. Gives you the comfort that you just, not only just your regular bed. And what it does is it adjusts as you move through the night. You know, Sleep Number gives you ability to have, for you and your partner to have different sleep numbers, which means different firmness in the bed. And my Sleep Number setting last night was 65. And your Sleep Number setting last night?
It's 55.
At 55. Even though sometimes I sneak a 40 in you, 44 in there, 45
in there.
Just because
that's your way to get even.
Yeah, just my way. You know, if I'm going, oh, yeah.
I still sleep well on it, no matter what.
Gosh, you know what? And you can feel how it contours to your neck and shoulders. Biggest sale of the year right now. Plus, save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed now through Labor Day. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go in, tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Go and lay on the bed. You're not going to be sorry. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Jim Wilson, who has written a book from the culture of the 60s and surfing and sex, rock, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and the Jesus movement. Yeah, we'll be talking about that in a second.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460, the segment brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, on the phone we have Jim Wilson with us. Jim Wilson, who is no longer living here in Redding. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes, but I am longer living.
You are longer living. No longer living in Redding, but you're living up, what is Idaho, right?
Yes, Star Idaho. You
Star Idaho, okay.
Good morning, you know what?
You broke the code early, Jim. How many California people up there?
The first time I ran into a talk radio person here, and I told him where I was from, he said, "Welcome to America."
Oh, gosh. Hey, Jim has taught language arts and history in the California public schools for a decade. But he grew up in Southern California surfing and coffee house culture. So you think about that. And I never knew that about you, Jim. You know, I could just, you know, out there surfing and doing all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I've got something in reserve, Carl.
Okay. You have published, he's had shows here, and radio shows here in Redding. He has a blog that reaches like 400,000 people. That's cool.
Yep.
And of which five people speak English as a native language.
At least, yeah.
I'm just kidding, Jim. I've known Jim a long time. He's a great guy. But
well,
you
even carried one of my programs yourself.
Yeah, we had for years. Yeah, that's right. And
Genesis Generation.
And this, you've written a number of non-fiction books, but this is your first novel.
It is.
And tell everybody what this is about. It's all kind of an exciting thing.
It's about a bunch of guys. Now, it's not autobiographical. None of the characters are fictional. But it's about people not unlike myself who grew up in Southern California surfing and going to coffee houses and stuff like that. And in 1965, which is when Generation is set, these guys are seniors in high school. They're just beginning to realize that the world they thought they were born into no longer exists. This is, you know, the Vietnam War is heating up with all of the anomalies for people, you know, across our culture, those who supported it and those who didn't. They still didn't really know what does the world look like now that this is happening. The civil rights movement is in full cry. Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, families breaking up. A number of the characters come from broken families. And so it's, you know, what do I do? How do I live my life? And in the beginning, they're going to be trying to get by. Their idea of a good day is when they're able to evade the school authorities long enough to go surfing during their geometry class. And they begin to realize that they're just as bankrupt as the people that they find they do not trust. And so what do we do? And they begin to look for some real authenticity, a real human life. They're not necessarily looking for God, although as a Christian myself, I would argue that God's the only game in town. And once you find him, you've found reality, you've found real life. But they don't all see it that way. And real people don't. Some do and some don't. So they decide whatever's going on, I have to see it for myself. That leads them, about two-thirds of the book, they come from Alabama because they want to know what's really going on in the voting rights marches. They don't believe anything they read in the newspapers, and they don't believe anything their teachers tell them. And they see people who are willing to sacrifice their lives for something that's good and real and authentic. These people happen to be Christians for the most part. It doesn't necessarily convince John and Lonnie and Travis, the three kids who go looking for them, but they're impressed by the commitment, and they want to know more. Well, they very nearly get themselves killed by the Klan as they're trying to get back to California, and when they get back to California, they land themselves right in the midst of the Watts riots and very nearly get killed by a black mob in that cauldron. So they're still looking. And the book is about how they resolve their search one way or another. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's, you know, people talk about, you know, it was the days of sex and drugs and rock and roll, but it was also the beginning of the Jesus movement back during that time.
Well, the Jesus movement breaks out about 2 years later, 2 years after the book. It's actually the subject of the follow-up novel that I'm writing at the time. But what happens is that the people in Generation are the people who form the backdrop of the Jesus movement. They early on they meet a pastor named Jared Roybal, and they're impressed. Again, they're his faith doesn't mean anything to them at that point, but they're impressed by his integrity. He's a real person. He's the real deal. And he will, in the second novel, he will become one of the principal figures in the Jesus movement. A couple of the characters in Generation will also become principal, movers and shakers in the Jesus movement. But in Generation, they're just trying to get their feet on the ground. What is going on here? Who am I and who am I supposed to be? And does that even mean anything? Your protagonist, whose name is John Randall, is when he's surfing, he does not believe in God. But he says, when I'm surfing, I know that I'm riding on the back of creation. Well, what does that mean? And the book is his and his friend's attempt to find out what that means.
So, well, you know, Jim, you're a good writer. I've seen your stuff before, but I have not seen your book yet. And Bob. Oh, I see. Bob says, I've got it back in the other
Bob.
Studio.
Bad. Hi, Bad Bob.
He just said hello to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. You know what? I see you. I know you keep things from me all the time, but I didn't realize it was that. Okay.
Don't worry.
No, it's fine.
I'll leave my bookmark.
You can. Yeah. I'll accept your book report when I do the signing.
Okay. Somebody, Ashley, our newest producer, just brought it in, and and in fact, it on the cover when it says Generation, it almost looks like it's planes making water drops on a fire.
I heard what you said about the fire and the firefighters saying that it looked like there was like the face of a demon. I don't doubt that report for a minute, because the reality is there is an enemy of all life, and he hates Reddy, he hates everything, he hates everybody. Good news is there's a God who's a good deal bigger and a good deal more loving, and he's going to win in the end. But I don't doubt the personification of evil.
Well, it's funny that people have seen that. I've called it being kissed by the dragon, but there were photos of the fire that looked like the dragon. Looked like a dragon. I mean, it looked like you would picture a dragon, the head, the mouth open and all this. And then from what the firefighters are saying, it wasn't just a fire. There was more to it. And when you hear that from people who have been doing this for 30 years.
I've seen some of those photos myself, Colonel. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, Jim, how do people get your book? Are you going to be down here for a book? Are you going to be here for a book signing or anything?
I'm going to be in town in about 10 days. I'll be doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Reading on the 8th, Saturday the 8th from 2 to 4. I will also, for people who are further out west, I'll be at from 10 to 2 on Friday the 7th, and I'll be out at Solid Rock Fellowship, Solid Rock Church in Hayfork on Sunday the 9th at 6:30 p.m. And I'll also be at Second Baptist Church on Bunker Street that Sunday morning. Their service starts at 11. So, and I'll be signing books and just talking about what I see God doing in Northern California and what I see in common with the plot setting of Generation, because the same kinds of issues same kinds of conversations that we see in our country right now were present in the late 60s. And as you said in your introduction, you kind of broke down to a choice between sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and whatever I want, whatever I need, that's all that counts, and the Jesus people's message of love, which is, as I said, this novel lays the foundation for that, and the follow-up book will be set right in the middle of it. It's set in 1970.
Okay.
Oh, and I should tell you, this is brag, but I'm really humble to be able to say it, and that is that it is my first novel, as you said. It's been nominated for a major
book. That's right.
The James Tate Black Award, which is it's a British publisher. James Tate Black Award has been around for about 100 years. It's awarded to what they consider to be the best piece of fiction in the UK, and there's also a category for biography and drama. I've been nominated in fiction, but it's one of the two most prestigious literary awards in the UK. So I can't even believe I've been nominated, and I'm obviously bated breath until the winner's announced, which should be quite some time from now.
Well, you know what? I saw that too, and you know what? Just it probably makes you feel good to know that the other people appreciate your work besides your bride.
Yes. My bride is my biggest fan.
Right. Yeah. Hey, okay, Jim Wilson has written a book. He's well known around here. He's not only is he written nonfiction books, he's been a minister. He's had shows, radio shows. He's got a blog that reaches, and I was kidding before, but over, you know, 400,000 people is a lot of people. And his new book is called Generation. And you can, he'll be here in like 10 days for a book signing, or you can get it right now. Probably at where?
You can, well, you can get it at, you can get it at, you actually you can get it at Barnes & Noble right now if you want to. You can also get it through Amazon or email me at praynorthstate@gmail.com. And I'll send you a copy. You'll have to buy it. But,
yeah.
But
I'll send you a copy after you send me money. Yeah, no, that's okay. That's why you write it. Okay, well, that's not why you write it.
I want people to read it.
Yeah, no, that's not why you write it, but that's part of it, you know, is the, you know,
of course.
A little remuneration there. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, God bless you, and thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We've got Nathan Parmley from the Civic. At 8 o'clock, we've got some people coming in from the Santa Rosa. That the gentleman's in charge of their kind of the citizens that are putting, you know, Santa Rosa back together. And they're going to have – they were here last night to speak, but they're going to be here this morning at 8 o'clock, I hope, to talk about – what they've done down there, that's right, and what they're doing, you know, what mistakes they made, so we don't have to do that, and to share with us their experiences in this rebuilding and reconstruction. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. If you're looking for that place that's going to take care of those things, like you don't have to worry about the yard, you don't have to worry about cooking or the dishes or cleaning up and all this, just living fine and having a good time, going out with your friends. It's kind of like almost like being your senior year of high school again when you think about it. River Commons Senior Living right here in Redding. Give them a call, 238-5981. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Redding's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. If With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends.
What?
What happened?
You were busy.
What?
You were on a roll, so I gave you the floor.
Wait a minute.
No, you don't that do it like that. You kind of go like...
Play it one more time. Like, no, I'm serious. Hey, there was no ending
when
there.
When you're playing this really...
Oh, thank crap. You. My earphones.
Are we on the air at this light?
I know. What's happening?
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security and Incident Prevention since 1968. Hey, give them a call at 243-0295 and find out what they can do to help keep your business and your home safe. That's right. They've got programs that can have somebody there in 10 minutes or less. North State Security, locally owned, locally operated, celebrating their 50th year this year.
Well, good morning, and we're so welcome, so happy to be here at KCNR 1460 this morning with our very special guest and one of my favorite people, Nathan Parmalee.
Yay, happy to be here.
Who books all the talent at the Civic Center in the Reading Civic Center.
You have not had me there yet with my harmonica show.
Right. Well, I'd be a little concerned with how many tickets we might sell.
Really? I think I could fill the place up. What, are you kidding? My rousing harmonica show? And
we do have 2,000 seats.
2,000, that may not be enough. Do you have places where people can stand up on the side?
Maybe we could add you to our outdoor festival.
Oh, well, that might be big enough.
We'll put you in the spot before we open the gates. Yeah. Okay. How about that?
Thank you. Right at the gate.
We're here, actually, to...
Linda's going to slap me. Down. No. You know that, right? She's going to reach over and pinch
me. No, this
me.
Is what makes it fun.
It's absolutely... We're live. We're live. In fact, I really love what Bob's lead in music was what? It was
it was from Wicked.
I thought it was. It was beautiful. And then Carl just jumped on it because I think the whole thing about listening to the music when it leads us in is that you're always trying to match up with what's going on. And of course, Nathan, being the guy who books all the talent, it's amazing. And we're here because we really want to push and make sure that everybody knows what's happening at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's the festival artist to turn Red Sun Festival into Car Fire Benefit Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So share with us, this has just transpired in the last couple weeks.
It has. You know, we've been talking a long time about doing a music festival, and so I would say probably in March, I got real serious about trying to pursue acts and see who we could secure, what we could make happen, what dates, you know, folks were available, and a weekend late in September just started to emerge as the natural time to, you know, to do a festival. So, you know, just start down the path of getting this big, you know, gigantic effort organized. And so I get the acts booked. Everybody's excited. We start down the path of organizing it. We announce it. Everyone's excited. And then the fire hits. And we're just like, oh, my gosh. You know, what do we do? One of the members of my marketing team, a gal that I lean on, she's basically my right arm at the Reading Civic Auditorium. She and her family lost their home. You know, it hit our team hard. It hit close. We're like, what are we going to do? Are we going to continue on with the festival? Are we going to cancel the festival? What are we going to do? So we rallied as a team. I reached out to all of the artist management and agents and, you know, kind of filled them in on what was going on. A lot of them had caught the news nationally and had actually reached out proactively, which we
really appreciated tremendously, you know, just asking, how are you guys doing? What's going on? How can we help? And so from that, you know, from that communication, we're like, hey, you know what? We have got to turn this into a benefit. And we really want, you know, this to be a give back to our community. So several of the artists, you know, were, they stepped up. They're like, we would like to make donations. And so we're off and running. And that effort, you know, in an organized fashion really kind of came together in the last 3 weeks.
Well, you know, Nathan, I know what you're saying. It's everybody's been touched. There isn't anybody in this whole community that doesn't know somebody that's been touched. They've lost a home. They've lost, you know, they've lost their pet maybe, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, gosh, you know, is it time for this, time for that? But, you know, it's time.
It is time.
It is time because, yes, you can't replace, you know, you can't replace something. So
sure.
We have to move on
totally.
With our lives. And this type of event where the people are donating to this, so it goes back to help those people.
It does.
We can't stop. It's like, if you know, any type of tragedy, if you just stop, you know, you're going to, you're just not, your whole life stops, and you can't do that. So having events like this, trying to bring stability back.
Well,
as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And after you, a group of guys coming in from Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
And they're going to talk about that.
Nice.
So.
What's exciting about, well, it was exciting when it was first planned, and I'm glad that, you know, through the ashes, I mean, we're trying to rebuild ourselves.
Yeah.
And so through this kind of tragedy, there's beauty that happens. And you
Absolutely.
See the heart that comes out.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that every single one of these players and every one of these musicians and every one of these people that go on the road with these players, somebody in their life has had a tragedy
Absolutely.
With the fire.
Absolutely.
And so what happens is now it's this community, and it's obviously it's been they're doing a festival. And we're so proud of you, Nathan, and the Reading Civic Auditorium and your team for putting this together. This is a two-day festival. Never has been done in Reading that I know of.
Not anything on this scale.
You know, and so we call it Reading on the Green. You know, you're going to be outside. It's going to be one day country and one day kind of like rock alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about some of the bands, and let's talk about if you buy a two-day pass, and let's talk about how the money structure works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, again, one of the things that's inspired the transition into this piece was just the observation of how the community came together, you know, and the generosity in the community and all of the giving, you know, so that was part of what inspired the idea to donate 100% of the net proceeds from ticket sales, you know, to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. So The benefit element has three prongs. The artists themselves are making donations. Several of the artists, AWOL Nation, Eli Young Band, Candlebox, Frankie Ballard, and Carly Pierce, are all making donations themselves. They'll actually be funneling that donation through our organization. And then we will be donating $5 from every ticket that we sell, whether we clear our expenses, make money on the festival or not. $5 from every ticket will go to Shasta Regional Community Foundation. And then if we clear all of our expenses, everything on top of our expenses will go to...
All net. All net.
That's the significance of net proceeds.
Right.
So the total donation, if we sell out the festival, which of course is our hope and our goal, the total donation will be $250,000.
Well,
that's a tremendous number,
that's a lot of money.
And we worked hard to put together a structure where we could make a substantial donation. So a lot of thought went into how can we structure this in a way that everyone can support it.
You will know in your heart and also know in your intellect that when you buy a ticket for this or tickets, that practically all of the money is going to go back to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, which will go directly. 100% of that goes to the fire victims. Nothing. There is no overhead at all.
That's right.
Well, how do they do? Because they're being paid. The people who are running this are paying for it out of a separate pot of money that they already have.
Yeah.
Every dollar that comes into the Shasta Regional Community Foundation goes right back out to our to their partners.
And that is the reason we made the Shasta Regional Community Foundation the official charity sponsor and partner of the festival, is because 100%, you know, of the proceeds do go into the relief effort.
Well, it was amazing what you, when Styx came into town.
Oh my gosh.
You were telling me the story about what they did and how you matched and whatever.
What did Styx do? Yeah, Styx gave.
Oh yeah, that was huge. Oh my gosh.
And that was so amazing. That was fresh.
Another drummer from Styx is from around here?
Uh-huh, Ricky Phillips, their bass player. Yeah. He grew up in Reading.
Did you know that? I didn't know Styx.
I didn't know that. That was like the first concert I ever went to in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
I kind of remember parts of it.
I mean, Styx is a pretty famous band.
So what happened? You know, we have a minute before we have to take this break.
So it's manager called me. Oh, my gosh. Heard about the fire. What can we do? I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, let's put together, you know, a fundraising element. Styx donated $10,000. We donated $5,000. We being Advanced Reading, the managing entity of the Civic. And then we also raised some additional funds at the concert. So over $15,000 was donated. And then they put on one hell of a show.
I heard it was over 2 hours.
They actually added to their normal set and played longer than they normally do.
Wow. Yeah.
Just to give back to Reading.
Okay, and you think of Styx as being kind of a anti-establishment and all this. I mean, you do. I mean, right? When they started
good rock and roll.
Yeah. But when Styx started, they were kind of wild boys.
Mm-hmm.
They were the wild Charles. But look at them. I mean, when they come back and this, they add on to it, they give more back. I mean, you know what? It brings out the best and the worst.
See, rock and roll is all about rebellion.
What we've been seeing.
But everybody has a softer side.
What we've been seeing is where it brings out the best in most people.
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be covering more with Nathan Parmalee on the Red Sun Festival and
fundraiser.
It's going to be really cool. So.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Farms Instruction. The most complete CCW training in California from the largest privately owned company, firearms instruction company in California, started right here by Ted Leidy 10 years ago in Reading. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or learn more at usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Nathan Parmalee and the Civic.
But we'll try.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're the last appliance dealer with a fully staffed service department with up to 30 years experience. Trained and certified by the manufacturer, whether you purchase from us or somewhere else, we will happily take care of your warranty needs, saving you the hassle of calling a 1-800 number.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Wow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Now, who is that?
Stitch.
No, actually, well, there is a connection. Tommy Shaw of Styx joined up with Ted Nugent to form Damn Yankees.
Okay, yeah. We need Ted Nugent to come to Reading. Are you kidding me?
He did. It was a great show.
Okay, well, we are here with Nathan Parmalee, who's a talent buyer and marketing director from the Reading Civic Auditorium. But this portion of the show, of course, we love and shout out to our sponsors, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your financial and insurance needs under one roof. 221-0441. Give them a call. They will definitely hold your hand through all your needs.
Yeah, what's going on now?
All right, let's talk about the rundown of the festival because, again, it's happening on September
29th and 30th.
All right.
It's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Okay, which days rock?
Saturday is rock.
Okay.
So the 29th is rock. Gates will open at 1 o'clock. The acts will start playing at 4 o'clock. We'll go until 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. Super cool. Our opener is going to be Floater. Floater has a huge NorCal following. They're from the Portland area.
Mm-hmm.
They're super cool. We've got Lit. Lit's had some big hits in the 90s. We've got some cool 90s bands in here. Candlebox is also a 90s band that's had some big hits. And then AWOL Nation is our headliner. And at the time that I booked AWOL Nation, they had they were sitting in the number 4 spot on Billboard's Hot 100 for alternative rock, and they were the number 1 played song on active rock stations across the country. So they're kind of blowing up at the moment. They just released a new album that's going really well. So they were an exciting get for the festival.
Well, and that's your kind of one of your many attributes that you have is that you book people, and the next thing you know, when they get here,
they're
like number
blowing
one.
Up.
And then they want to come back, but they're so big.
Yeah, it's happened a number of times where we'll grab acts on their way up. And they blow up, and then they're getting booked into arenas, which is 10 times our seating capacity.
Right. That's super cool. Okay, so that sounds
really
great
cool.
for your lineup on your rock.
Yeah.
Let's talk about country.
So country will be Sunday, the 30th, and again, gates open at 1. Our first country act, we actually have 5 country acts. We've just added Farron Rachels. She's going to go on at 3 o'clock. She's on Rolling Stone's Must Watch Top 10 Emerging Country Artists. She's kind of like getting sudden liftoff. She's super cool, very, very talented. She's got a couple really great songs that are out right now. Uber Driver. You guys need to Google that. Check it out.
Let's pull that up, Bob.
Super.
Uber Driver. What's her name again?
Farron Rachels.
Farron Rachels.
Super entertaining. She's really fun. We have David Lunning. A lot of folks in Reading know David Lunning. He's played here a couple of times, played around the area. He's a rising Bay Area artist. He just has an amazing sound. His band is awesome. And then we have Carly Pierce. Carly Pierce was a real get.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carly Pierce right now, there's a lot of heat on her. She's been playing with Rascal Flatts. She's just grabbed a couple of awards at some major country music mm-hmm. award shows. So she's pretty exciting. We're really excited, to have her. Frankie Ballard is awesome. He's had a number of hits. And then our headliner is Eli Young Band. So Eli Young Band was here in 2014, and they were kind of in that liftoff space, mm-hmm. That we're talking about. And they completely sold out the Civic. We didn't have a single seat open when they were here, and folks just really loved their show. And we got so much positive feedback on that show that we knew, Reading would embrace them again. Just as has happened with Old Dominion. I don't know if you guys remember
Old Dominion.
Yeah,
Dominion.
Got them early. Yeah.
Yeah, because Old Dominion is one of those bands that has actually sold out the Civic twice. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the second time they came back, they were really technically kind of too big for our room, but they had such a great experience in Reading, they actually wanted to come back.
They were too big. What's that?
Well, meaning
too big.
Because, you realize it's the numbers game.
I thought it was
it's all a numbers game.
I thought you said too big. Is that kind of like a surfing?
I need to work on my morning enunciation.
I
can work on my 50 caliber ears that have been hearing.
No, too big. Okay, let's talk about prices for day pass.
So
weekend
pass,
and then you have VIP seats, too.
Yeah, we've got a one-day pass for $85. So you can buy a pass to either the Rock Day or the Country Day. Or if you're, a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
And you want to live large all weekend long.
Mm-hmm. Donnie and Marie style.
And I'm surprised, actually, how many people are buying two-day passes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of folks that just love music.
Yeah, and to hang out on the lawn.
Well, for real. It's a whole experience.
Wow. Okay. And when are you going to get the chance to really do something like this?
I know. So it's $155 for a two-day pass. And just keep in mind, everyone, that, $5 of those tickets sold mm-hmm. are going to go back to Shasta Regional.
Each ticket.
Right. Yeah.
Plus.
Each ticket.
Plus.
Net proceeds from ticket
sales. Proceeds.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah. Artist donations.
Mm-hmm.
Artist
donations. For those of
and
you.
And we're looking at, the Civic's looking at a possibility of max $250,000 back to Shasta Regional.
Yeah, that is the potential donation amount.
That's a potential
if
you sell out.
Potential.
Right.
Yeah,
big word.
Potential.
And we need to sell out. Now, let's talk about the fact that, too, for those people who maybe don't want to stand up or sit mm-hmm. on the lawn.
VIP.
You can pump it up and do the VIP where you actually have a seat.
Yeah.
Off to the side, private bar, private, private
bathrooms. If you hit redsunfestival.com, that's red with two D's, redsunfestival.com, you can find out all the details and all the features and benefits of all the individual ticket types. But I can just touch lightly on some of the benefits of the VIP ticket is you're going to have an exclusive bar. You're going to have an exclusive viewing area close to the stage. You're going to have seats. There won't be seats, out in the general admission. It's going to be kind of more standing festival style. We'll have some shade structures there. We'll have hors d'oeuvres between 6 and 8 p.m. each evening. You'll have private restrooms. And you'll be close to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that's where we're if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Red Sun Festival. You need to go to Civic.
Yep, redsunfestival.com or readingcivic.com.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Coming up as well, we've got some killer shows. Mm-hmm. I heard that Dwight Yoakam was amazing.
He's an amazing artist.
Yeah. Well, he's a star.
Yeah.
He's a big star.
He is.
So you have Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson.
Comedian.
Everyone needs to Google Bonkiki, Bonkuii, and check out her infamous nail salon skit. It's what made her a superstar. And be prepared to laugh your new you-know-what off.
Bonkiki.
She is amazing.
And also in September you have Benice Fuego.
Benice Fuego, yep. He is a Spanish guitarist. Mm. That will be a gorgeous show.
Mm.
You need to go to RedingCivic.com. You need to click on his event page, and you need to watch the promo video. You will be blown away.
All right, that sounds good. World of Dance.
Yeah,
now, that's
NBC's
one of my favorite shows.
Hit show.
Does
yeah.
that mean we're going to have Derek Ho here?
No. No.
It's, oh, no, that's
it's
a different...
All,
okay.
No, he's on...
Right,
he
he's
is,
a judge.
It's like American Idol.
Yes.
Where you have all of the finalists actually go out on the road and perform.
So is I wonder if it's this season or...
Yes, it's
will
the
be this
season that's wrapping.
Okay, so, yeah. And I'm watching that closely.
Uh-huh.
World of Dance, November 4th.
Yep.
And then you're bringing in something that is, you know, hip to the holiday. It's
uh-huh.
called Under the Street Lamp,
yep.
December 22nd.
Yep, yep.
And let's not forget this group that's not on this thing right now that you
uh-huh.
sent me, and I was
Mariachi.
All over. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's got to be Dinner Club. Go ahead. We've got to wrap up.
Okay.
Closing thoughts.
Yay. You guys are awesome. The Civic is awesome. Go to ReadingCivic.com.
The Red Sun
Festival.
Get
yeah.
your tickets.
Yeah.
It's great cause, great music. Have a good time over the whole
yeah.
weekend, but you can help people.
Never long
yeah.
enough.
That's right.
I know,
thank you.
Never.
We'll be right back.
You guys are too much fun.
We'll be right back with our experts from the Santa Rosa area. What they learned.
KTNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Kamrat Chamathan. Former Vice President Biden delivers the eulogy later today at a Phoenix memorial service for John McCain. That service had been planned by McCain himself. Meanwhile, huge crowds have been turning out to pay their respects to the late senator. His body lies in state. The Arizona State Capitol.
Thousands of people braved the 100-plus summer heat in Phoenix for a chance to view Senator John McCain's flag-draped casket in the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. Many talking about how much they admired and respected the 81-year-old.
Duty, honor, and country, he represented all of that.
And it didn't matter where you came from, what party you were affiliated with.
I wasn't always about the politics that he did, but I loved the man.
McCain represented the people of Arizona first as a congressman in the early 1980s, then as a senator up until his death last Saturday of brain cancer. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump says the Russia probe was not a factor even a little bit. In White House counsel Don McGahn's pending departure, the president announcing on Twitter that McGahn will leave his post in the fall, likely after Judge Brett Kavanaugh's expected confirmation to the Supreme Court. And the president applauding the latest performance on Wall Street.
The president says the news from the financial markets is even better than anticipated. He tweets that for everyone who has made a fortune in the markets or seen your 401ks rise beyond your wildest expectations, more good news is coming. This week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average topped 26,000, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ have posted record highs.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, American consumers continue to spend. Consumer spending rose by a healthy 0.4% last month, the sixth straight month of robust gains. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 73 points, the NASDAQ 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Iran is trying to stir up trouble for Israel. We got the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Iranian Defense Minister Amir Hatami just spent 2 days in Damascus, where he announced the formation of an axis of resistance, a defense alliance that pits the Islamic Republic, Syria, and Iranian terror proxy Hezbollah against Israel and the United States. Israeli Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
This is, of course, nothing new. They have spread violence and terror in Yemen, in Lebanon, in Iraq, and now Syria. You have pre-Iran, which is in quite a difficult economic situation, yet they also focus, instead of easing the situation for their civilians, it is more important for them to export weapons to Hezbollah, to the Houthis, and to different Shiite militias in Iraq.
I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org. And at townhall.com. Well, Americans are in a mood to spend, and it's not only online.
They're spending at Home Depot, Kohl's, Best Buy, or Target, those traditional chains posting strong sales both online and at stores. What's driving it? A booming economy and companies' own efforts to try to Amazon-proof their businesses. That means making their stores more pleasant, updating their websites, and speeding up delivery. The bounce is a welcome reprieve from talk of a retail apocalypse that flourished after a spate of bankruptcies. Plenty of stores are still struggling, particularly mall clothing chains like Victoria's Secret and department stores like Sears. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump leaving open the possibility of relaunching war games with South Korea while saying there is no reason at this time to spend millions of dollars on the exercises. And Mr. Trump says joint exercises will be far bigger than ever before if they're needed once again. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 30th of August, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great service, expanded walk-in humidor, open 7 days a week. Morning, hon.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios today. We have widespread haze, sunny and high, with our temperatures around 85, light and variable winds this afternoon, 5 to 7. Tonight, widespread haze as well, mostly clear with our temperatures around 61. Now, as we look at the week, the forecast through Labor Day, we are looking towards widespread haze as well. And temperatures staying around the same, Saturday 98, Sunday 99, and Labor Day around 97. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And good morning. We're kind of like circulating around here because we have a full house here. Joining us here is Jeff Okrepke, and who heads up the Coffee Strong organization from Santa Rosa, and two other members here, Aaron Friedman and Kanal Nagpal. All of them here up here from Santa Rosa to share their experiences after that huge fire down there that struck you all. So good morning, and thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hey, how many homes were affected down there? I don't mean to hit you statistically,
In the city of Santa Rosa, about 5,300 overall. In Sonoma County, about 6,000.
Okay, now, when I watched this, here's Santa Rosa. I mean, this is a nice town. I mean, and it went right. Okay, you guys are laughing now. But it went right through your city.
Yeah, it came down. The fire started in Calistoga, which is on the other side of the mountain ridge in Napa County, and it moved about 15 miles in 5 hours. Hit my house about ballpark 2:15 in the morning, and I live in an area called Coffee Park, which is a neighborhood on the very, very western side of the fire footprint. And to get to my neighborhood, it had to go over the hill in an area called Fountain Grove,
mm-hmm.
down the hill, across a 6-lane highway, through a commercial area, over apartments, over a storage unit business, over a subdivision, across the street, and then into my neighborhood.
Wow. It wasn't like you were, like some people are saying, well, these people are living out in the brushy areas of town. It came across a 6-lane highway.
Mm-hmm.
It came across, you're talking about all types of fire breaks there.
Yeah.
Man-made fire breaks with cement everywhere.
Yeah. So basically the only way I can kind of convey it, where we had these 70-mile-an-hour winds, which I know up here you guys had much, much worse winds. But
we had 143. No, okay, yeah, but I know what you're talking
about.
No,
yeah, no. And so basically, the flames were going horizontal from trees and stuff like that. And so they were blowing embers. The way I kind of like to describe it is if you had like a handful of pennies and then threw them in front of you and then stepped on one of the pennies and then took another handful and threw it from every other penny as well, that's kind of how the fire spread. Yeah. It wasn't the misconception was it was a wall of fire, which it wasn't. It was just spot fires, just kind of leapfrogging one another.
Well, yeah, we've experienced that now. Now we know what spot fires are up here too. How much of a warning did you get?
15 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Wow. 15 minutes.
Yeah. So.
And how was the warning? Was it people banging on your door? Loudspeakers?
My sister works nights at a hospital in Marin, and she woke us up and let me know that my parents had gotten a reverse 911 call to evacuate. And my parents live in a town called Windsor, which is just north of us. And at the time, the winds were blowing that way. And then they shifted to blow directly at us. So what ended up happening was we were awake trying to get things together for my parents to come to our house because we thought Windsor was in danger. We weren't. I saw my neighbor in the street, and he's a contractor. He's up at 6:30 in the up and out by 6:30 in the morning, and this is 1 in the morning, and he's in the middle of, you know, pulling into his driveway, and I was like, that's weird. So I walked out to the middle of the street, started talking to him, started talking to some other neighbors, came out, and the way I describe it is it's like when the power goes out and everyone just kind of comes to the middle of the street.
Yeah, everybody comes to the street and starts talking to each other.
Because power started flickering, and it was super windy, and we had these tall, we have tall redwoods there, we have tall oaks and all this stuff, and so you couldn't, you could see kind of a glow, but you couldn't see flames, and so you didn't really know where the fire was. And they didn't use the push alerts by text, like the Amber Alert system or anything like that, which has turned into a huge controversy down in Santa Rosa, and basically, we're in the middle of the street, and one of my neighbors had walked around to an area where you could look across the look from our neighborhood across a field, across the highway, and kind of see where it was. And she saw everything on fire and saw it jump the 101 freeway and came running around the corner full sprint. And she's probably, I'd say she's probably in her early 60s, and she was running like Usain Bolt, like she was flying and just screamed, "It's on fire! It's on fire! Jump the 101! Get out! Get out!" And that's.
That was your warning.
That was our warning, and so I packed up my wife.
I have to think of an older person out there taking care of your kids again.
Yeah, adrenaline and fear, man. That'll let you do some things that you're not used to.
She's still feeling it.
Yeah, and so I got my wife, my dogs, and my son in one car and sent them off. And by the time I was trying to grab some more things and put them in my car, about charcoal briquette size embers started falling in my street. And so I didn't really realize how bad it was until I got in my car, turned the corner, and somebody's lawn was on fire. Like a green lawn was on fire. And I've talked to some people up here that the same thing. It was just so crazy that green foliage was burning.
Yeah.
And that's
things that get watered all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's when I knew it was like, oh, this is bad. And
You know what? We could go through all everybody's experiences, but obviously, Aaron, were you also caught in a fire like that?
No. I was up in the town, Windsor, near Jeff's parents and stuff. And, 3 o'clock or so in the morning, our phone's blowing up, kind of going off. Are you out? Did you get out? Are you moving? What are you doing? What's your plan? And at that point, for us up there, we didn't have a mandatory evacuation for that area. So, we still came out the middle of the street. We still kind of got out of our street. We still looked up to our right, look over the ridge, and you still see, orange, and you still see the glow, and you still see everything up there. So it's, kind of hits a little bit home. You don't realize the destruction that's already happened at that point because, we're not all in contact of everyone. And, we had some friends contact us that did lose their home that said, hey, we're out. We didn't get anything. And those were more in toward, Hidden Valley, which is just off of Fountain Grove, kind of in between, and the fire just kind of ripped through there. And then it made its way over to Jeff's area. So, we all congregate. We all get into the street. We all, nobody really knows what to do. And the biggest thing you realize is you just go inside the house and prepare. And you go in and you tell your wife, this is what's going on. You wake up your kid. You do this. You say, okay, let's just get everything you can carry. Put it in the truck. Do everything you can. Just relax. And just, if you can't replace it and you can carry it, take it.
Yep.
And that was, all of us congregated to across the highway, which, in hindsight, knowing, down in Santa Rosa, that's not exactly also the safest place.
Yeah.
We met all kind of grouped up at another friend's house that we all kind of kind of know.
And Canal, were you affected by this?
I wasn't affected by the Santa Rosa fires, but I was affected by another fires about 3 years ago, and majority of that rebuild is completed. So towards the tail end of that rebuild being finished, Santa Rosa fires happened, and we started to get calls to come down to Santa Rosa and have a look at what's going on and how to get organized.
Okay, sorry for not introducing. I introduced you all up here to be helping us, but Aaron, what is your expertise? You're just part of the group here?
Yeah, I mean, I sit on the Santa Rosa City Chamber Board.
Okay.
And had a lot, when everything kind of happened, a lot of input and a lot of consulting into, what was going on and how best practices, business side of it and, home side of it, resident side of it.
Sure.
And basically working with the city and everybody else, putting little spot groups together to make things happen.
And Canal, you're a builder.
I'm a builder. We own a contracting company prior to the fires that we were in for many years. And since the fires, now this would be the third time we're trying to help a community rebuild. We've sort of become a rebuild specialist and not just a general contractor, because there's a lot that goes into it in order to build a home affected by wildfires as opposed to just building a home. I'm quite certain you've heard enough about people having insurance troubles down in Santa Rosa. That process hasn't really started here yet. Where Redding is at this point, Shasta community at this point, they're waiting to get their lots cleaned up. That's the very first step. And it's still an uphill battle, and it'll be an uphill battle for at least another year.
And that's what we want to talk about. And we're so happy you all are here so we can share this. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. After a fire like this, and we've had them come over already and clear out our
filters. And, of course, they are recommending to clean the coils and to replace their filters at least once a month. And also... they'll just come over and give them a call. Really, these guys are so the best. You can go to homecomfort.org or call 221-2642.
I just pushed that one in front of you there. We're all sharing mics here. Linda and I are sharing mics. Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. Hey, we'll be right back with the with our crash team coming up from Santa Rosa. I don't know if that's maybe because it's, this is, the disaster team. They're going to come up. They're going to talk to us for the rest of the show about things that worked for them, things that didn't work, and things that we kind of like need to be working on ourselves right here.
And we encourage you to call 605-4567. If you have a question for any of our guests today, please do call. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. It will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Redding that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com, your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 63 degrees going up to 85 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment. You know what? They're still moving local dreams forward. They got hit by the fire just like everybody else. They're people. Cornerstone Community Bank. Go down and talk to them at their latest or at their newest branch at 1845 California Street. See how they can help you recover from this and how you can keep moving forward. Hey, we're really happy to have three representatives from Santa Rosa with us. If you remember, Santa Rosa last year was the last year lost 5,000 homes in the city, and we're talking about through the center of the city. We're not talking on the outskirts where people talk about the brushy outside of it. No, we're talking about it had to go across the a six-lane freeway. It had to go through shopping centers. It had to go past, every type of fire break you can imagine, and still ran through the city. So we're here with Jeff Okepke, who heads up Coffee Strong, which is one of the groups there that is helping to keep everybody informed about what's going on. Aaron Friedman, who is on the City Council.
Chamber Board
of Santa Rosa. And Kunal Nagpal, who has become a rebuilding expert. He was caught in a fire 3 years ago, and they started the rebuilding. He is a builder and a construction guy, and now they're kind of like almost specializing in reconstruction of neighborhoods and homes from fires. And there's plenty of business, huh?
Correct.
Okay. Mission.
Yeah, so the reason why we came up is I know a few people up here through the Active 2030 Club, and they knew what my position was and that I lost my home and I had started a nonprofit. It started out as a neighborhood group, just kind of informally organized, and then we're now a 501c3 nonprofit to kind of advocate for the rebuild, to make sure that when we need answers, we can get them. So we have about 900 homes in Coffee Park alone that we represent. And so when we need answers from the city, state, county, whatever, we can go ask these questions. And they know that if they give us the answer, it's going to go out to 900 or so people. And it gives a sense of importance to it. So it's one voice for 900 people instead of 900 people asking the same question. And it also helps the city with not getting a deluge of calls and emails that they have to answer the same question over and over and over again.
Did you find that there was a lot of people in the government wanting to help you?
I'd say absolutely. At least at the local government level. You can't lose 5,000 homes and not feel something. I mean, I know there's times where I tried to count the number of people I know outside of my neighborhood, obviously, that I knew that lost homes, and I gave up in like the 40s or 50s. And I was just like, I'm not even going to do this anymore and try to.
Yeah.
And so everyone's been affected, so I think everyone's trying to come together and make this as painless as possible.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, because it seems like we're getting all types of stuff truckloads of stuff coming in, so much that we're having to store it. And now we're doing, you know, the fundraisers and everything. So, you know, Aaron, you're on the chamber there, and the impact of the businesses down there.
Yeah, so that's the unintended consequence of, you know, people tend to kind of skirt around. You know, rebuilding your home is super important. You got to keep people in your area. You got to keep people's livelihoods there. But one of the things you also need to look at, too, is that how that impacts the workforce and how that impacts, you know, the businesses. I don't know for sure. I don't know how many businesses were lost up here. I think there's maybe a handful. We had a little more down in Santa Rosa. But
I think we had, Bob, was it 200? No, it wasn't that many. It was less than 100 businesses were burned out, or am I wrong on that one? Yeah, up here.
Commercial structures were like 300. I think.
300 commercial structures.
Right.
Which is still, you know, for up here
as
a while.
Yeah. And, I mean, you think about the compounding factor of how many people work in those businesses. You know, how are those businesses affected? What are the tax dollars that come in from those businesses? What are the sales tax dollars that come in from those businesses? You know, and...
190. I'm sorry, 190.
190, right.
No. No, 22. I'm looking at
it. Okay. Well, totally. See, I thought there was. I didn't think there was. Right. You know, it's getting better every minute. Hey, tomorrow will be zero.
And it doesn't have to be damaged businesses either. The big thing that we saw was with all these individuals that have been displaced throughout the county and other counties, so they come back to Santa Rosa to work, and then at 5 o'clock, 5:30, they leave. They don't take their home. They don't take their families out to dinner downtown. They don't shop locally. They hit the mall on the way home or Walmart on the way home in another city or another county. And so we lose a lot of revenue, tax dollars as a city because of that. And a lot of our locally owned businesses got hammered.
Well, what about also, too, is your property taxes? Did they come back and they took a look at your property dropped their property tax?
You're going to do a reassessment when
reassessment,
there's
right?
nothing there. You're going to let them know your values.
Yeah, basically. Changed. Yeah, basically. And I said this, we had a meeting last night or a presentation last night. And one of the things is we said, call the county tax assessor and say, I got nothing there. The value is almost nothing right now. So, you know, and that's important. There's a lot of little things, and that's. The reason why we're all here is just to kind of give our experience, and hopefully that we can impart some knowledge on Shasta County as to what we did right, what we did wrong, what we wish we had known, and kind of get Shasta County ahead of the curve from where we were at the same period in time.
Okay. And so what would you say then, Aaron, is not to forget that we, you know, local businesses still need, even though we've lost 22, but it's had a big impact because we're already hearing things like, because we're up here, we're a big recreation area up here. And so you see, we're on the lake, or believe it or not, we have like 10,000 people come in here yearly to fish in the rivers here.
Yeah, caves and fun stuff too.
Oh, yeah, everything. We've got a lot of stuff up here, but it's impacted during the summer. So
yeah, one of the big things, we just had one of our chamber board meetings this past week, and one of the big things you have to pay attention to is that certain types of businesses, when people recluse a little bit because things happen or move out of the area, certain businesses don't thrive because you have, you know, non-commodities. You have things like, you know, a clothing store or a shoe store or a outdoor adventure store. These things that the people aren't walking through the door, some of the restaurants too, because the people just aren't here or they're not thinking about doing that at this point. So one of the big things you can say is, as you start moving forward with the rebuild process and all the processes, is get out and still have fun. Just get out and still do things. This is going to be a long process. There's going to be a lot of things to happen. But you have to remember that your community is super important, because your community is what's going to be there when you come back, and your community is going to be there when you're in the process of doing all this kind of stuff. So, you know, at our board meeting, the other thing we had to think about, too, is that you don't want to sensationalize this all over Facebook and everything, show the doom and gloom, because what that doesn't do is bring the people back into your community from the outside. You know, when you have the rest of the country looking at California, looking at all the fires, they think all of California is on fire. That's not the reality. The reality is we're in little places here and there, and we're all small communities rebuilding what we had. So,
you know, that's really a good point, because a lot of people will share things like, you know, the pictures of the dragon of the fire.
Right.
And you have a tendency to do that. You're talking about, you know, the people coming in fighting the fire. But the fires are contained. Well, the big fire right
here.
For the most part, 96% contained. But people, you know what, and I think we do this also right here. Put things on Facebook. Maybe it's time to. But we also try to advertise things that are going on here. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was going to say that one of the big industries that's taken a hit that they kind of don't talk about is the wine industry. Obviously, wine industry in Sonoma County is massive.
Yep.
And so when the fires happened, you had a lot of people that were looking to take vacations here and then thought, well, maybe we'll go to Santa Barbara or Temecula instead, or maybe just cancel our trip. And then, you know, when you had people from maybe Texas or Minnesota or whatever, they were thinking coming out in the spring, and then it gets a little bit better, then the car fire happened because they have no idea of California geography. They're just like, oh my gosh, Northern California's on fire again. We're not going to go. And so we've seen a huge hit to our tourism industry, and also to our wine industry.
One of the big things I wanted just for the takeaway for business side of it is, we are open for business. Shasta County, Redding, all that is open for business. Santa Rosa is open for business. Come, enjoy, just be here. I mean, everybody's still open. They need the business.
I love that. Okay, we're going to take a call from Jimmy, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back because I want to talk to Kunal, our builder, about what's the difference between a lot that is vacant and ready to build and one that has been through a wildfire. I think that's on the tip of a lot of people's tongues and minds. Jimmy, you're live on the air. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I got a couple quick questions, and you kind of touched on one of them. You guys have only rebuilt a handful of houses so far. Is that true?
So there's 9 houses that are completed and gotten a certificate of occupancy, but there's over 1,000 that are under construction at some point. That's anywhere from completed to a permit being issued.
Right. So, anything to help the citizens of Redding with expediting any, like, because the FEMA's coming in here and the EPA is going to be in here, apparently, like they were down there. Is that true?
So we had FEMA, we had the EPA testing for hazardous stuff. Unfortunately, the federal government moves at the speed of the federal government, for better or worse. And unfortunately, you can rally all the troops, you can get the county and city on your board, and they go and they ask the federal government for something, and the federal government says, no, we're going to do it this way.
And I heard particularly in that subdivision you live in, there was something about the tiger salamander. It was a protected salamander.
Yeah, you ought to see the faces of everybody in here. Jimmy, I wish I had a photo right now when you said the word tiger salamander.
So the tiger salamander is endangered in Sonoma County. It's not endangered in the world, but it is in Sonoma County, so it's protected. And if you find a tiger salamander when you're trying to build, you are more or less out of luck. But as far as where Coffee Park is in the burn area, since those have already been developed, there's no CEQA or environmental studies that need to be done. They just get built right back to the way they were. And if this tiger salamander's there, then, oh, well, that's too bad.
Okay. And just one more real quick thing for everybody out there in Redding. There's if you had 50 construction crews to rebuild these over 1,050 houses that are lost, that each crew is going to have to rebuild 21 houses. So this is going to take a while, folks. And you guys are great guests, and it was great talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy. Jimmy's in the construction business, too, and he works down in Southern California. And we're going to address, as soon as we get back from our break here, about if it's one thing to just build a home from scratch, but it's another thing is to completely rebuild a home from a fire area. And we're going to talk to somebody that's been doing it. And where are you at, Jeff?
We are in the architecture and engineering phase, waiting for those to be finished, and hopefully.
And that's been now 10 months.
10 months. Yeah, but at the same time, we were preaching this last night, and I know you have to go to commercial, but
no, that's okay.
It's persistence, patience, and being proactive. You don't want to be the first person back in your house. I know everybody out there wants to get home as fast as possible, but what we've learned is that the city, the county, and their progress that they have, and their procedures they have to go through to make sure there's certain things that are done the right way, take time. And you don't want to spend more money than you have to. You don't want to be unable to build something you want because you're uninformed or a decision hasn't been made at the municipal level. So one of the things we touched on last night was, for two-story homes, there's 5'10" setbacks. So 5-foot setbacks on the first floor, 10-foot on the second floor. Well, if these houses were built in the 80s, like ours, they're 5 and 5. So what's the city going to do? Are they going to grandfather those back in? Are they going to grandfather it in for everybody? So if you had a single story and go to two story, you still get that five foot setback on the second floor? Those are the kind of questions that need to be answered before you can properly educate yourself to design and build your house.
Yeah, this is not a simple thing, and we're going to be talking about that when we get back. Hey, we're with Jeff Okrepke and Aaron Friedman and Kunal Nagpal, all from Santa Rosa, and Jeff started the Coffee Strong organization. Aaron is on the Chamber of Commerce, and Kunal is a builder from down there, and we're going to be talking about what people are facing that way. But what you just said, Jeff, is really, you know, we're looking at this. We're trying to get our arms around it. Supposedly there's going to be a plan here in the next, next week, we've been promised, that's going forward. But they're looking at this on the permitting side, that the impact fees, no. You know, nobody's going to pay impact fees because you've already paid them. But to what level do you have to rebuild your home? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's got to be up to code today, which, as you were talking about, one of the big impacts on the cost, not just the fact that the cost of materials and the cost of labor and everything is going to go up, but when you have to build to a new code and you had a house that's 30 years old, now you have to put in a sprinkler system.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you? And that's the question.
Yeah, you do. That's California law.
Yeah.
There's these little things that come up that you have to account for. Unfortunately, what we found and what's going to happen here is that the city and the county don't know what they don't know. And they're constantly finding issues that they have to address. And they can't just make a wave a wand and say, this is fixed now. We're just going to do this. Because there's procedures. They don't want to get sued as an organization.
Yeah.
And so specifically with that, one of the things we found was that with fire sprinklers, building inspectors don't inspect the fire sprinklers. The fire department does. And so the person who does the fire inspections for the houses is the same one that's doing fire inspections for everybody, no matter what. And so we saw houses that sat still for 3 weeks waiting for the fire department to show up because they were so busy. And this is something that, you know, we have a meeting with the city and the county later today that we're going to address. Like, you need to have a plan for this.
Well, and we need to add more people. And whether, you know, like we're already talking about, they're bringing back new permit teams that are going to work nothing but the car fire. Mm-hmm. But these are other things, though, that you're talking about. But we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're repairing jewelry, minor repairs for free, cleaning jewelry that have been caught for the fire. So survivors, if you need some work done on your jewelry you found or you've brought back with you, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit cards. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. This is Don, for Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, a segment brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans right there on right on Athens Parkway. Hey, we're here with Jeff Okrepke, Aaron Friedman, and Kunal Nagpal, all from Santa Rosa. All of them have suffered, not suffered, Jeff lost his place along with, 2,000 other of your closest friends,
yeah,
and but 6,000 in the whole area down there in the Tubbs Fire. It's the Tubbs Fire, right? Mm-hmm. And Aaron's on the Chamber of Commerce and talking about business and the impact it has on his. But now we're with Kunal, who is has Emerge Rebuild. Is that true? Did I get the right name?
Yeah, that's correct. Emerge Rebuild.
Okay, now Kunal's been unfortunately has become an expert, and I say unfortunately because of all the fires that's caused this, and so. What is it when the differences, the big differences between rebuilding your home and just kind of like building a just from scratch?
I'll walk you through the process of what it takes to build a home. People want to build a home. They look for a neighborhood. They look for a lot if they want to build a brand new home. And they find a lot that they like, and most likely there wasn't a home on that lot, so it's undisturbed soil. And then you go through your planning process, you go through your permitting process, you go through your design process, you build a home that you want to build. And then you go to the bank and you get your financing, you get the financing approved, and all the monies are sitting in wherever they're sitting in, an account or however you decide to finance, and then the builder goes ahead and starts to build your home. It's a fairly straightforward process. The builder is responsible to deliver a home that meets all of the inspections and meets all the code and meets all the criteria for occupancy. When it's rebuild, there's so many more areas that you have to focus on before you can start the rebuild process. A lot of people are very anxious to get back in their home. We had a caller earlier, and he mentioned that in the 11th month in Santa Rosa, where we only have 9 homes, I still think that's too early to even have 9 homes because there's a lot of other issues that Santa Rosa is still facing that has to be resolved in order for people to move into a neighborhood which is still going to be a construction zone for the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, now let's put this in perspective. This has been 10 months ago. And everybody, and
almost 11.
Almost 11 months. And we have the guy that does this and is an expert on this is saying that's almost too soon. And this is what people here in Redding, Shasta County, need to be thinking about.
We intend on doing a few more seminars just to educate. The goal today is to educate people to take that edge off, because people go on social media, they go on Facebook, they go on a whole bunch of seminars being hosted by people who don't truly understand the rebuild process. They mean well. I will not throw anybody under the bus because everybody's trying to learn this process,
sure,
in a short period of time. But If you were to look at the process of building a regular home without having an understanding of how much money is available to you, you cannot plan a home. You don't know how big it's going to be, what kind of finishes you're going to have inside the house. So now the money's not coming out of your pocket. If you have insurance, most of the money is coming from the insurance company. So you have to truly understand the insurance process. Most home builders will try to educate themselves on this process, but this process isn't as simple. So at Emerge Rebuild, that's what we have done in the last, 3 fires now, is to educate ourselves on that process so we can sort of handhold the homeowner through this whole process and try to take that edge off.
Because, you've got insurance, but as we pointed out, the cost, we don't really know what the costs are going to be, because as you all are facing down there in Santa Rosa, a huge rise in prices. Yeah. You know, how much a square foot did it go up, would you say? Is there any idea?
It's a tough question to answer. So before the fires, to now 11 months into the fires, the prices initially had gone up by 30% to 40%, and now they're stagnating at about 30%, give or take, more than what they were pre-fire. Power to capitalism, don't forget, it's a pretty big country and a lot of labor force all over the country, a lot of good people working all over the country. This isn't the only natural disaster that's happened in the last 12 to 24 months. Mm-hmm. Reading, neither Santa Rosa. We had Florida. We had Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We're still dealing with Hawaii. There's more than we have 350 million population.
So
there's going to be a lot of people who will come to Santa Rosa, who will come to Reading to help rebuild. It just takes time. So people just have to know that it's just going to take time. If they try to rush into things, and that's when people go on social media, and that one person out there has started their home because they either understand construction too well, sometimes for their own good, because it's not just the home, it's also the underground services that come into the home. If they've been impacted, what good is the house if you can't really turn the water on, if you can't really turn the power on, and so forth. So there's so much more that goes into it. So just don't follow one or two people who have made more headway, because people feel that they are being left behind. Let the process take its course. Find a rental for at least 12 to 18 months, maybe even 2 years. Understand your insurance policy. I can say that four times. Understand your insurance policy. Understand your insurance policy. You really need to do that, because unless and until you don't have a good idea about the supply of funds, how much money you have available to you, how can you plan your house? And that process takes a long time. Now, I will not throw insurance companies under the bus either. This is something that they are also learning. The number of catastrophes that have happened in the last 2 years are unprecedented. So all these insurance companies are also trying to learn, trying to wrap their head around how to get all these claims processed. During this time of grief, there are people who... And it's natural. I understand what human psychology is like. People want to benefit sometimes from their loss. And that also muddies the waters for the insurance companies, because they don't want people to benefit from their loss. That's not what the insurance policy is designed for. But when the insurance policies are designed, they're designed for a home being lost, four or five homes being lost, not 1,000 homes being lost. So they didn't really sit around, and this is my opinion only, they didn't sit around a table and said, hey, what if a city burns? What is our exposure? So I can't throw anybody under the bus. Having said that, they have an obligation to pay, and they have the obligation to make people whole again. So people now have to assess how much money they have available to them. At what stage can they get the money? Unless and until the home builders and any people in construction don't understand when the money is going to be paid out to them, how can they sign a contract with a homeowner? And I'm going to give Jeff a little bit of time to talk here, because Jeff is a homeowner who's going through that process.
When we talk about the cleaning of just the cleaning, and Jeff of your lot, how long did that take?
We had our lot cleaned, I want to say after Thanksgiving, ours was cleaned. The process is imperfect, especially with FEMA. So, there were some assumptions that were made when we went through the opt-in, opt-out process. And, I'll allow you guys to do your own research on it. About a week ago, the head of Cal OES, I think his name is Mike Ghilarducci or something like that, wrote a scathing letter to FEMA, basically blasting them for the processes and what happened in Santa Rosa with the debris cleanup. It's imperfect. So, you have FEMA, and they go through the Army Corps of Engineer, who works in partnership with Cal OES. They hire what's called a prime contractor. Prime contractors hire general contractors who hire subcontractors to do debris cleanup. So between you as an individual in your lot and FEMA, there's, four or five layers sometimes.
Were there local guys used, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was one of the big things. I mean, obviously, there's not enough workforce to have everybody.
Right,
you have nobody in their houses anymore or any other job. So other people did come out, but you saw a lot of our good local companies, friend of mine.
That was one of the questions that came up, so that's good to know.
Yeah,
okay.
They'll do that. But at the same time, Some of the things that we ran into are these are 30-day contracts, and they're federal contracts. This is how they work for the prime contractors, the number one person that's hired.
Mm-hmm.
And so every 30 days, they have to go back out to bid. And so you'll see it wind down. So one of the things that happened to us is we saw a wind down because they didn't want to clean more lots than they were supposed to until the new contract was awarded, and then it ramped back up again. And then we saw one contract get awarded to a company called ECC, and then another company called Ashbrit. Thought that there was some sort of unethical awarding of that contract, and so they filed an injunction, and so everything stopped.
Everything.
No lots were cleared for about a week. And
You see that kind of stuff. You see that kind of
and
stuff.
And so it's unfortunate, but if you opt in or you opt out, nothing's perfect.
Okay, so they talk here that you can opt into the OES mm-hmm. or just have your own cleanup done. What have you all found?
So I opted in and mine was cleaned perfectly. I had no problems with it. But there's inconsistency because there's so many contractors.
Yeah, but do they charge, and somebody says, yeah, but then they charge your insurance company.
So
there's not a lot of clarity around that still because it was a one-page agreement. Again, when you execute something in such a short period of time, some things will be left out. So last night there was a seminar that we hosted, and a lot of people were asking the same question, should we opt in, should we opt out? Unless and until you understand the piece of paper that you're signing in order to opt in, how do you know what your exposure is in the end? Are they going to ask you for $10,000, $100,000? Again, I'm really making these numbers up. But you have to understand that, which means if the city council is going to be involved in this in order to pass, whatever that agreement is that's going to be put forward to people, that agreement really needs to be thought about. The cleanup process, I mean, it's not a science. I mean, you have a really big machine that goes onto a site and takes out all the concrete and takes out all the debris. Sometimes you have to go a foot deeper. Sometimes you don't have to go a foot deeper. Sometimes there's a lot of debris that's, seeped down under a little bit, depending on how much contamination there is in the land. There's so much that is involved, so you just have to make sure if there's going to be a cleanup done, it better be done well so that when a builder comes in later on to build, the builder does not have to re-clean that lot or scrape off a lot more soil and bring in new soil to compact it again and so forth, because where is all that money coming from? From your insurance policy.
Yeah.
So understanding the insurance policy again becomes a key.
Okay. So as we then moving on with this then, so what I'm getting from this is that hey, prepare for something for it's going to take at least a year if you're going to do it correctly. And that can take. And that you've had seven houses built now back in Santa Rosa nine houses built back. And then you got, several hundred under the construction and all these things. But that it's you're building in a construction zone. Are you going to go live in a construction zone essentially?
Plan for 2 years, not 1 year. Plan for two years. If your home does not get started in the first 12 months, it is okay. There's a lot of pre-planning that goes into it.
And we had, I don't know what it's going to be like here, but we had a lot of infrastructure issues. PG&E had to go back out and trench and replace all gas lines and all electrical conduit throughout the entire burn area. And so you have individuals that are in their homes and it's not just the swinging of hammers, but now you have people jackhammering, replacing everything. And, it's their right to get back into their house as soon as they want. I personally wouldn't want to live in that kind of a situation with no neighbors, and that at 7 o'clock when work hours have to be done and the sun goes down, you're the only person for 3/4 of a mile and you just sit there in the middle of everything. That doesn't sound attractive to me to be in that position. I don't like being in my rental. I don't like my situation at all, but I also don't want to be the first person back and have all of these issues come up and be completely unhappy with my place.
What was the experience when you have 5,000 homes? How far are you away from your work, or how far away are you from where your home was to be able to place people?
So, we all have tons of friends. I've got friends that are, 45 minutes away, an hour away out in, Guerneville. We have friends that are up north in Cloverdale. We have friends that are down in Marin. Because you don't have the housing and you didn't have the housing before, when you displace that many people at one time, where do they go? They're not going to stay in a hotel for 2 years. I mean, you're going to stay in a hotel for a little bit while you figure things out, or you're staying with friends or family. So you have to also realize that they're moving out of the area, so your commute to your job, which is in Santa Rosa or where you were from, hopefully, is going to take longer. And then your roads are going to get congested, and then you've got more people coming in and coming out. So it's, Jeff's lucky enough to be a little closer to than some people are, but some people don't have a choice. You know, when you don't have the supply of homes, you have to go outside your area just to live.
Would you say that, you know, and again, not to throw FEMA under the bus, because they've been on our show several times, and they seem to have the right attitude about wanting to help. But what do people need to know about that? Is it just like a glacier? Is this something, you know?
They're trying their best. They're trying their best. They just learned a lot of things from Santa Rosa. I am very positive that they'll do a much better job up here than they did down there. It's not easy. None of this is easy.
And the one thing to remember,
you know, you've said, well, you know, we've got to make this a little simpler as opposed to dumbing down. You know, things like this. You've got, you know, I mean, you're really, you're seeing, you're telling us how it was down there, but in such a nice way. Like, but they've really learned a lot since then. I'm sure they have.
It's been a learning process for everybody. The one thing to remember is there's never been an insurable natural disaster like this before. So, you know, hurricanes and wind down in Florida is an optional coverage. Earthquake here is an optional coverage. Flooding is an optional coverage when it comes to insurance.
Yeah.
But everybody who has property insurance has fire. 99% of people have fire as a covered cause of loss.
Right.
So when you look at the Tubbs fire, you're talking about, I think it's up to $15 billion in insured losses. And insurance companies don't know how to handle that. They've never had to have that many adjusters or that much loss be covered before.
Oh, they were bringing in adjusters from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Just for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mine was from Philadelphia. You know, so you have that. You have builders that have maybe have built 15, 20, 50 homes in a year before, but they've never had to do it for people that lost their homes in a fire. So the emotional aspect, the project management aspect of that, they're not used to.
I imagine you run into that then.
All the time. And, again, one of the goals here tonight is not just to educate the people. If there's any builders out there, home builders out there who've already built homes in the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 homes or maybe 10-plus homes at any given time, or if there are people who really do know how to build a home and they are a general contractor, a licensed general contractor, more than happy to help them, more than happy to show them the ropes. We would like to educate them so they can educate the homeowners who have gone to these builders because they have long-term relationships with these people. Mm-hmm. Outside companies are always viewed negatively when they come in. Emerge Rebuild is not coming here to rebuild in this city. We're not looking at this city as another ka-ching, we're going to make money. That is not the goal. The goal is to educate. We're doing quite well in the company as is. If we educate more people, the whole process, there's going to be more fires next year and the year after and the year after. This process has to get better and better incrementally each time. And the goal is if you educate people, FEMA also gets educated along the way. The insurance companies also keep getting educated along the way. This process will get better. You need to have patience. If you play the blame game, the whole negativity around the fact that you lost your home gets even worse. The whole grief gets even worse after a while. There's people who just shut themselves off for a year. And in Santa Rosa, they're finally coming out now after 11 months, starting the process. So different people deal with grief very differently. I'm not a counselor, but it feels like I should probably be one, having gone through this for three years.
We've had psychologists on. We've had a number of people on talking about, hey, this is going to take a while for everybody, and you've got to just expect that. You know, one of the things that we're going to do, by the way, and you just heard from Canal Magpaw and it's from Emerge Rebuild, is we're going to put contact information on Facebook and in our website on how to get a hold of you all. And, you know, especially with Canal here, because like you said, hey, I'm not coming up here, but I sure would like to share my experiences to make things easier for people.
So, Jeff, did you know Canal before this experience?
I did not know.
So that's been a good partnership.
Yeah. So as in the initial stages of Coffee Strong, we had a lot of builders come to us and say, here's what our plan is. Here's what we're going to do. You had everything from the standardized, you know, bring me blueprints and I'll build your house. And it's going to come, this is what we're quoting. This is the price per square foot, to people that had projects were kind of like a developer where it's like, you pick the house, the floor plan, the finishes, all this stuff. And so we'd go through and vet all these builders before we put them on our website and try to get to know them as much as possible. And, I work for, an insurance, agency. We actually have an office here in Reading. And George Peterson Insurance. And so I do the commercial side, though. So I deal with builders and stuff like that. And so I know enough about insurance and I know how builders operate. And I was seeing that there wasn't a lot of understanding about how things go, and some of the claims that were being made were like, oh yeah, we're just going to do 280 square foot no matter what you pick. And it's like, wait, but so if I pick marble over formica, you're just going to keep it at 280. That doesn't make. And so I met Kunal through a mutual acquaintance, and it was kind of funny. We were talking about these issues that were coming up, and I was, you know, every single thing that he brought up as a concern and every single thing that I brought up as a concern were exactly the same. Like, he's like, I'm concerned about this. I was like, so am I. And I was like, I'm concerned about this. And he's like, so am I. And so I was like, you understand this process. You understand what's going on. And so, I really started to understand, like, cause it's basically a consulting, thing that he's doing with contractors, and which is needed because there's a lot, like we were saying before, there's a lot of builders. I'll tell you right now, we have builders that all of a sudden are just like, people are yelling at me. People are crying. People are calling me every day wanting to know how it's going because these are homes. These aren't just houses. These aren't just,
these
structures.
These are not brand new houses.
Right.
Even though they are, but they're homes. But I tell you what, we're kind of running toward the end here, but we're going to just kind of run into our news segment. Bob, my producer loves us when I do these things. But Aaron, give us kind of a summary from your side, and we're just going to go on through. A couple minute summary from, that you want people to know here in Reading. And the same thing as we go around the table here.
One of the things I've said a lot, and there's a lot of empathy in this, and it's a very serious statement, is you're not alone. One of the big things people need to really, really understand is that there are other people out there that are going through the same process. There are other people out there that are really willing to help you. If you just let that happen and you let people help you, you get groups together, you put things together like Coffee Strong, like Jeff did, and you understand that there's help, you can make it through, and you need to do that, but you also need to understand the process takes time. You need to understand that your emotions are going to be there, and it's all going to come out when, at the time you don't even expect it to come out, but there's other people. And the process is tough. It's not an easy thing. Nobody ever wants to wake up in the morning and say, hey, look, my house is gone. I mean, that doesn't happen. I personally don't know what that feeling is. I only know the feeling as an outsider and seeing it happen to my best friends. Mm-hmm. I'm also on the business side of it. I own a company in Santa Rosa, and I see the chamber stuff, and I see what we have to deal with as a city and as a chamber, a commerce area. Make sure the businesses are taken care of. Make sure that you go to work. Make sure you get up every day and you take care of the work and obligations that you also have, because you can't forget those. Those are important for you and your future when you make things happen. If you go in as a hermit and you kind of just recluse a little bit, those things won't be there. So you need to make sure that your number one is taken care of, which is yourself, so that you can take care of all the number twos, threes, fours, and fives that are there also to rely on you. So just, you're all going to make it through. It's just a question of how you handle making it through.
And that was Aaron Friedman, who is on.